Ms. Burton. Carolyn Burton?
Sorry, I was muted. No, I'm standing. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. Ms. Brezon?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
No.
Mr. Lederer?
Yes.
I think I'm going to pass for the moment. Ms. Roberts?
Yes.
Let's see. Sandra Rollin is gone, right?
Right.
Deb Shafto? Ms. Shafto?
No.
No. Mr. Van Aken?
I don't know what we're voting on. Just got back on.
We're voting on 6 weeks. If this fails, we'll consider 4 weeks extension of deadline.
I'll abstain.
All right, I'm going to vote no. So that gives us, let's see, 1, 2, 3 yes votes, 4 no votes, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, the proposed amendment fails. Is there any discussion before we proceed to consideration of a 4-week extension? If this motion fails, it would be in order to propose something different. The Secretary can call the roll on a 4-week extension.
Mr. Chair, can you just ask if there's objection?
Okay. Other than the abstention of Ms. Burton, is there objection to approving an extension of up to 4 weeks when there's a quorum failure at any one station?
Yes, this is Lydia. I object.
Okay.
For the reasons that I mentioned before, that I thought it should be 6 weeks. Doesn't matter. I'll raise it at the PMB level. So. But I do want to go down as an objection.
Okay. Is there any other objections so that we should go ahead and do a roll call? Or is there a motion to go ahead and do a roll call?
So moved.
Point of
I'd like a
parliamentary inquiry.
Yes.
When would we get to look at 5 weeks to see if we can all live with that?
Immediately after the failure of 6. Oh, no, after the failure of 4.
Okay. Thank you.
If the motion before us is passed, then I believe 5 weeks would be out of order. So let's go ahead and do a roll call on the motion for to authorize up to a 4-week extension in the event of a quorum failure.
I'll say yes.
Ms. Burton?
Abstain.
Ms. Brezon?
No.
Mr. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Lederer?
No.
Myself, yes. Ms. Roberts?
Pass.
Let's see. Ms. Shafto?
Yes.
Mr. Van Aken?
Yes.
Okay. I count 5 yeses.
You had a pass. Ms. Roberts.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Ms. Roberts.
I'll make up my mind. Yes.
Okay. So we have 6 yes votes, 2 no votes, and 1 abstention.
Okay. The language before us then authorizes up to a 4-week extension in the event of a quorum failure. Is there any objection other than the abstention of Ms. Burton to adopting the proposed language from the work group as amended? Absent an objection, the committee approves the language as amended. Ms. Roberts, shall we proceed to the next section? On election, let's see, what is it?
Well, the other changes, in Section 9, we simply adjust the language from 3 years to 4 years with regard to the removal of delegates. And the only change that I recall is actually the very last sentence, where the language currently reads, the delegate removed pursuant to this section 9D or 9E shall not be eligible for re-election as a delegate for a period of 3 years, and we've changed it to 4 years since we're now talking four-year terms.
Okay. A member will be recognized for the purpose of amending the language before us or dividing the question. Is there anyone who wishes to be recognized for the purpose of discussing the motion before us? Other than the objection of Ms. Burden, is there any objection to committee approval of this change in bylaws language upon the recommendation of the Elections Committee? Then the proposed change to Section 9 receives the endorsement of the Elections Committee. We can now proceed to Article 7, Section 2, I believe.
The situation is the same. Article 7, Section 2, composition of the local station boards. And again, I think the only change is in the very last sentence, where it says the term of office of an associate station representative shall be 4 years, with the maximum of two consecutive 4 year terms. So the change is there twice. And this, of course, this language is dependent on there being an agreement that there will be a maximum of two terms. If the agreement is that there will be a maximum of one term, then this language will have to be amended to suit.
Okay. I'll also point out that the maximum of two consecutive 4 year terms leaves ambiguous whether or not the two-term maximum applies to someone who has served a three-year term, someone currently serving, in other words.
Right. So you know what we could do? Simply strike, just leave it two consecutive terms and strike the four-year in the very last sentence and simply leave the 4 years as replacing the number three.
Is there any objection to this change?
This is Teresa. I'm not quite sure what we're proposing right now.
I'll explain it. Currently, the language says maximum of two consecutive four-year terms,
yes.
which makes it ambiguous with respect to its inclusion of the current three-year terms in this limitation. If we strike the section that says four-year terms, the limit will be two consecutive terms, which unambiguously applies to a current three-year term, as well as the future four-year terms. Is that clear?
So you're saying, I don't have that wording in front of me, so I'm a little bit confused, but so you're saying that would mean that a person that has served two three-year terms would have to step off, and all future people would be limited to maximum two four-year.
After the conclusion of their current second three-year term, they would have to step off. And if they are currently serving a three-year term, that is their first term, it would fully count as a term in a two-term limit.
Okay.
So they could only serve an additional four-year term before they would have to take a break.
All right. Gee, I wish we'd done this right the first time.
This is Lydia. I think that this needs work. I think I would have to object to it unless you clarified 8 years, and then we get into the same situation we're in right now where you have some of the people that served 1 year and you have now, and have subsequently served two consecutive three-year terms, but the ones that were on the first year. We shouldn't leave things ambiguous, and so I would say that we need to spell everything out about these terms.
Can we have a Matt, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Can we have a special section about transition? Seems like we did in the last bylaws.
Yes, and it could go in the same place. But that would require a separate proposal.
Exactly.
Is that Ms. Roberts?
Sorry. It is.
You are recognized.
Thank you. One of the things that we had discussed, although we have not offered language for it, is that by way of introducing the amendments, that we would indicate that if approved, the provisions go into effect immediately, so that someone who is currently serving a three-year term, it means they would have begun, well, someone who began their three-year term in 2007 would be leaving in 2009 at any rate. So they're either they do their one term and they say see ya, or they can choose to run again in 2009. And then their second term would end, if served in its entirety, would result in a total for them, a max for them of 7 years, as opposed to someone who runs this year for the first time and would therefore end up with their two-term max being 8 years. I don't know if that helps clarify the issue for Teresa.
Carolyn here.
Go ahead, Ms. Burton.
Yeah, I think that does clarify things, Serene. Thank you. That is the question. And I agree with Teresa that we should have a section on the transition to make it very clear. I know there's a legal problem with what constitutes a term. If it's 1 day less than half, or it's 1 day more than half, there are different interpretations as to whether or not that constitutes a term. So we need to get, I think, some opinion and some very firm language on that, because I can see someone serving 1 3-year term wanting the clock to start all over again with the new bylaws change. So that, I don't think, would be a good idea.
Mr. Chair?
I'll point out that the discussion at this point should be on the proposed amendment to strike 4-year from the language. Mr. Knorr?
As far as I can see, I'm in favor of striking the 4 years from this last sentence. It seems to me that without the, if we just say a maximum of 2 consecutive terms of office on an LSB, that takes care of this particular transition problem. There may be others, but in this case, if it's 2 consecutive terms, it's 2 consecutive terms, however long, even if the first one was one length and the second one is another length.
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Mr. Lederer.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just realized that there's a duplication of language here, which I don't think was intended. But Section 8 begins with what appears to be just the same language currently, except the threes are changed to four as far as, you know, the years. The delegate's term of office shall be 4 years, beginning December, et cetera. Then it has Option A and Option B, and one of which is for a one-term limit, or actually the first one of which is a two-term limit, and the second is a one-term limit. But the two-term limit is similar to, but not identical to, the language above. So it seems duplicative, and it seems like we should just cut out that first paragraph and just offer the voters, you know, okay, now for Section 8, you're going to have two options, and approve them in their entirety. And I would note that neither of the options uses the phrase that's in that earlier paragraph, 4-year term. It just says, you know, 2 terms or 1 term. It doesn't modify it. So that's one point I would make. The other point is that I agree with the people that are calling for a transition section, because I just am not confident about leaving it in the kind of cover note that goes to the voters saying if this is passed by the vote, by the membership, it'll take effect immediately. I think it should actually, just so there's no confusion, the bylaws should actually say, just like we did with the first bylaws, transition election, I think it could say, like a new subsection. If the above amendments are approved, they will take effect immediately. Well, actually, even that maybe needs to be clarified. That take effect immediately means for the people elected this year, they get 4-year terms. But it doesn't automatically extend the people who are elected in 06 to 4-year terms. So some language that just makes that crystal clear what we're talking about, and that the term limits, whichever one the voters go for, the one term or the two term, will apply to everyone in office, regardless of whether they're currently serving a 3-year term or a 4-year term. So I don't know what form. I guess I would make that maybe as an amendment to ask that the working group draft some language that we would kind of have to, because of the tight timetable, we're going to have to sort of approve it in concept and then pass it on to the PNB without looking at it again, because we're not meeting again before the PNB is meeting.
Okay. You'll be recognized to make that amendment when we consider the entire approval of the entire section.
Okay.
Clarification, if I may?
Go ahead.
Carolyn, yeah. Are you saying that someone who runs for a three-year term will end up with a four-year term if this passes? And what's going to affect before they are seated?
Well, why don't somebody who was actually on the working group answer that? Because that's, I think the answer is yes, but what was the intent of the folks on the working group?
Well, and Henry can jump in also, but someone who ran for a three-year term last year will have completed their term by 2009. They can either choose to leave it there or to run again for a four-year term. Their three-year term is not going to be converted to a four-year term, but for purposes of a time limit, their three-year term is a term, whether or not they choose to run again. So that if a one-term limit is approved at the end of 3 years in 2009, that's it. They must take a break. If they choose to run again, they will then be running for a four-year term. But people who are running this year should be told specifically, and you know, I guess Casey will have to include it on the sheet that people are signing up for, so it's brought to their attention that while currently people are serving three-year terms, if in fact in this election these amendments are approved, that the term they are expected to serve will be 4 years, not 3 years.
That was my date, the date in which this will take effect. And does everyone else understand that? I'm not the only person who doesn't quite get that.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Do I understand correctly that right now I'm holding a three-year term, and my three-year term is going to end at 3 years? We're not automatically, in this transition thing, we're not giving me another year, right?
Right.
That's correct.
Okay.
So with the clarifications, is there any objection to striking the last appearance of 4 year?
Well, this is Bob.
Go ahead. My
objection was not to striking that, but to keeping any of that paragraph at all because it's duplicative. So I'm proposing to strike that entire paragraph.
Right. Did the original section 2 include that much discussion of associate station representatives?
No,
yeah,
I'm not talking about that part. I think we're mixing up some two different things here. I'm talking about section... Oh, wait, there's two Section 8s. One of them must be misnumbered.
No.
We're looking at Article 7, Section 2. That is what we're discussing, aren't we?
No.
Except that it includes a reference to Section 8 and more discussion of associate station representatives than I would have expected in Section 2.
Oh, I see where you are. Oh, okay. Yeah, we sort of drifted into the broader discussion of the later language. I'm sorry if I create any confusion. Right. So there's references to term limits in two completely different places, and we have to address both of them in a uniform way.
Okay, and I think they're both called Section 8, so I'm trying to access the bylaws. If someone else can do it really quickly.
Chair cannot.
How are we doing on time, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, we're way over time on this. But we have no choice but to finish this because the PNB has to vote on it, you know, within 2 weeks or so.
And if it helps, we're almost done.
Okay.
It helps.
So, I'm sorry. I withdraw that last comment I made about objecting, you know, striking the whole paragraph. That's a different paragraph. So, yes, we should strike the term 4 year from the section on the Section 2, composition of local station boards, where it says the term of an associate station representative shall be 4 years with a maximum of two consecutive. It now says four, the proposed language says two consecutive four-year terms of service. It should say with a maximum of two consecutive terms of service on an LLC.
Actually, can I make an amendment to that amendment and maybe suggest that we strike it after 4 years and also strike with a maximum of two consecutive four-year terms, because if, in fact,
oh, right.
that
the one term,
it'll apply to everybody.
That's good. That's even better.
I'm not clear on the proposed amendment to the amendment.
Instead of that last sentence in Section 2,
mm-hmm.
the term of office of an associate station representative shall be 4 years, I'm proposing we stop right there and strike with a maximum of two consecutive four-year terms of service on an LSB instead of just striking the four-year portion of that.
Mr. Chair?
Right. And then consecutive terms are handled later, right?
Right, because they're
yeah.
in a separate section.
But Henry was saying something.
Go ahead.
Well, I believe that doing that would leave open the option of an LSB appointing a representative, a delegate from, or whatever they're called, a person from an associate station for three or four or more terms, no? And I think that's not what we want.
Well, once we state that they're, I'm sorry, can I jump in?
Yes.
Once we state that, well, do you think someone's going to try that? I don't know. I would have thought that once we state that, you know, it's four terms, well, why don't we say, and the maximum shall be consistent with the other areas, or and make reference to that specific passage where we discuss it. So we stop at 4 years. The term of office of an associate station representative shall be 4 years with a maximum term or with a maximum number of years or maximum terms consistent with Section 8, whatever. And that way, whichever one of those changes in Section 8 passes will also apply to this.
That's perfect. That's the best solution, because technically delegates are associate reps are not considered delegates, so it wouldn't fall under the limitation automatically of the term limits for delegates. So that's a good fix.
How is that different than just setting the term of office for an associate station representative at 4 years?
No, I'm suggesting we keep that portion, but not include anything about the maximum of two consecutive terms.
Right.
Because
but you said something else about, you know, making it consistent, as having language is making it consistent with something else.
Right.
And
so that
I'm questioning the need for such language.
Well, because without saying that there is a maximum that applies to associate station members, Henry's point is that, well, you know, Kate was it? The other, their sister station, or anybody's associate station, that person can continue to serve on the LSB without a max. I mean, we know that that's not the intent, but, you know, so without language that says, hey, don't do that, someone may try to do it. Is that your point, Henry?
That was my point, yes.
Okay, so does the Secretary have the
I
language?
Do not have Ms. Roberts' last proposal exactly.
And it's because she wasn't precise. the term of office...
That comment was out of order. Go ahead.
The term of office of an associate station representative shall be 4 years with a maximum term consistent with Section, and I think it's Section 8, but that seems to be the place where we have to Section 8. So you were going to try to find in the bylaws.
Yeah, I found it. It's Article 4, Section 8. That's the confusion. The other Section 8 is from Article 7.
Article 4 is not LSB.
Right, I know. But that's what she's making the cross-reference to.
Okay.
So the language would be with a maximum term consistent with Article which?
I'd suggest with a term limit rather than a maximum.
Yeah, term limit is a better way.
Okay.
Yeah.
With a term limit consistent with Article
4, Section 8.
Okay. All right, now I have the language.
Okay, is there any objection to that language? Okay, Mr. Letter, do you want to reserve your recommendation regarding council review and committee authorization till so that we can include the next section as well?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So let's proceed with Section 8.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Sareen can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the duplication that Mr. Lederer pointed out is something that happened because of a deleted portion that when in the transition from a Word file to HTML, something that should have been deleted didn't get deleted. And I believe that proposed option A and proposed option B, or proposed option B, or the choice between those two, would replace the paragraph above proposed option A. That the
yeah, that's what I thought. It was just a clerical error.
Yeah. Serene, is that not correct?
I'm trying to. My computer isn't back up. So
okay, well, then you're not seeing it. But
so let's just consider the first Section 8.
Well, what we should be considering, I believe, is the proposed option A and proposed option B and not the paragraph above them.
Okay, so those are two options for Section 8?
Yes,
as
the committee instructed us last time. Yeah.
Okay. So we have two options for Section 8A.
That's great.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Serene, when I forwarded your email, it had question marks in these paragraphs. Was that just a glitch, or did you intend them to be something that we should...
It's probably a Mac thing.
Okay. So... those of you who are looking at your screens, just forget those question marks. Wipe them out. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But the question before the... Okay, the intent of the work group was that the membership be presented with the option of two consecutive terms or no consecutive terms. Is that correct?
Yes.
So both of these options... the intent is to present those to both the PMB and eventually the membership. First option A is 4-year terms with a maximum of 2 consecutive terms. The second option is 4-year terms with no consecutive terms.
Right.
But these include definition of terms. So perhaps Ms. Roberts should read both options.
Okay. Looking at... Okay, delegates, looking at Section 8, what is the section? Second Section 8, actually, your page 5, if you printed it. A delegate's term of office shall be 4 years, beginning in...
No, December. That's the part that should be deleted.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not on... online, so I'm still looking at my printed
copy. Oh, yeah,
okay.
That's the part Henry said was a mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Henry. Okay.
Option A,
maximum 2 consecutive terms. Delegates shall be elected for a term of 4 years. A delegate may serve a maximum of 2 consecutive terms. A delegate who serves 2 consecutive terms or who leaves before completing a term shall not be eligible for further service as a delegate until at least 2 years have passed after their leaving office. In the case of a delegate seated to complete a term vacated by a departed delegate, service of 2 or more years shall be considered a term. Service of less than 2 years shall not be considered a term.
And option B?
That's A. Option B, delegates shall be elected for a term of 4 years. The delegate shall not be eligible for further service as a delegate until at least 2 years have passed after their leaving office. In the case of a delegate seated to complete a term vacated by a departed delegate, service of 2 years or more shall be considered a term. Service of less than 2 years shall not be considered a term.
Is there discussion of the proposal?
My eyes are glazing over.
Other than the abstention of Ms. Burden, is there objection to the committee endorsing the language from the work group?
This is Jack.
Go ahead, Mr. Bennick.
Is there an option for those of us who oppose term limits altogether?
No.
Okay.
This is Bob.
I'm not sure that's correct.
Can we defeat both options and have no term limit? But that would still require a bylaws change, wouldn't it?
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Mr. Lederer.
It seems to me this could be put on the ballot. Well, actually, at every stage, right, when it goes to the PNB after 60 days of notice, when it goes to the five delegate assemblies, and then if it survives to go to the ballot, the membership ballot, in each case there could be a yes or no for both A and B. So in theory, you could vote, well, except then what if they vote yes for both? Well, I don't know. Maybe there could be a yes for A, or you'd have three choices, yes for A, yes for B, or no for both, something like that.
But if you, let me just follow up, if you vote no for both, does that work with the existing bylaws wording? Does it cause a problem so that, I mean, there is a term limit of 6 years in the current wording. So if you defeat both A and B, are you stuck with a six-year limit that's going to cause a big problem?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, that's a good point. Serene did, or Henry, did the work group look at that six-year thing? I can quickly try to find it if you don't know where it is.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Ms. Brisson.
Yes, because I know, even though I tend to favor, I have, you know, it's just because of what we go through on the LSB and PNB, that I tend to favor. I can't imagine someone wanting to run for more than 8 years. But having said that, I know just in world politics, in state and federal elections, I personally oppose term limits. And for those same reasons, meaning that if you have really good candidates that have continuity, that have the luxury of being able to serve, I think I would join Jack. I think there should be a third option of no term limits.
I
do believe it would have to be spelled out as an additional option. I do not think you can leave it out there just to vote no on it, because I do believe you end up with a six-year term limit.
Yeah. It's Article 4, Section 8.
Okay, so is the member proposing that the work group devise language so as to present the membership the option of no term limits?
Yes.
Well, can we just make an option C and just do it now so that we don't have to meet again? Not that I don't love you guys, but...
That's fine, and Jack will write the language, will propose the language.
About delegates shall be elected for a term of 4 years.
Period.
There shall be no term limits.
Carolyn here, am I?
Go ahead, Ms. Burden.
A small legalistic point. I think it would be safer when you're talking about what constitutes a term to say 2 years plus 1 day and 2 years plus 1 day instead of just 2 years.
It says at least 2 years.
Well, it should be at least 2 years plus 1 day, or at least 2 years plus 1 day.
Okay.
Just
so you're proposing that language.
Yeah.
Let's.
Unless you want to leave it to until the lawyers get to it down the line, but that's just.
No, I think the proposal is in order. Is there objection to changing it from 2 years to 2 years plus 1 day in the definition of term in both option A and option B?
are we talking about for the departed or for the incoming? Departing.
I think it's incoming only.
Service of 2 years and 1 day or more shall be considered a term. Service of 2 years minus 1 day or less.
Mr. Chair, it's Henry.
Go ahead.
I believe the language here is that the point of the 2 years, the plus 1 day is precision, but I believe the language here is precise. If it's 2 years or more, it's a term, and the alternative is less than 2 years. So I don't see why we need the one-day business.
Then you oppose the proposed amendment.
I do.
Anyone else wish to speak on the proposed amendment?
I would also oppose it. I think the language is adequate.
Question?
Go ahead.
Carolyn, what? Why do you think that that's legally necessary?
Well, because it's a two-year term, so on exactly at the division of the term between have, there might be some argument as to whether the delegate had actually served half or not. Whereas by saying 2 years plus 1 day or 2 years minus 1 day, there would be no argument. If the end of the term fell for some reason on exactly the half point, there could be a question about whether it was more or less.
Wouldn't there still be the question if they departed 2 years and 1 day?
No, then that would be clearly, that would be having served the full term. If that would be considered 2 years plus 1 day, would remove any ambiguity, and 2 years minus 1 day would also remove any ambiguity. It's just one of those points of legalistic things that I'm dredging up from past contract talk.
It seems that if a delegate left after 2 years and 1 hour, there would still be a question as to whether or not they've served a term if you added plus 1 day, and no question if you did not add 1 day.
Serene for the stack?
Yeah. Go ahead.
And this is Jack also on the stack.
Since we're going to ask Dan to look at this anyway, we can just ask him to look at that. I mean, I don't really see that addition avoids a conflict or avoids the possibility of conflict.
At what point is there was no legal input so far? At what point will Dan be looking at this?
Ms. Letter, can you incorporate Ms. Burden's suggestion in what you will propose for legal review?
Sure, but I wasn't going to propose any specific review. I was just going to say, look at
yeah.
this entire thing and check that everything's copacetic.
I'm asking if you will include the option of 2 years versus 2 years plus 1 day.
Oh, okay.
In that, so as to moot the members.
I see. Sure.
Amendment.
No problem.
Would that satisfy the maker of the
thank
motion
you.
For an amendment?
Yes, thank you.
Then we needn't vote on it. Why spend more time? Although we'll pay for attorney's time. Okay. Does someone have proposed language for option C of no term limits?
Yes.
To consider as
yes,
part of the full consideration. Mr. Van Aken.
Yes, I've just sent it out to both groups. It's very succinct. In Article 4, Section 8, replace shall be 3 years with shall be 4 years, and all further wording be stricken.
This is Bob.
Or all subsequent wording might be more correct.
Ms. O'Leary?
I don't know.
I think that's fine, but to be consistent with how this is being presented, I think it should just say, because up till now you haven't been using the language of strike this, add this. It's just
okay.
So just to say, propose option C, no term limits, and then underneath that it would say delegates shall be elected for a term of 4 years. Period. That's it.
Sounds good to me. Any objection to that? And this would, and the heading for this would be proposed option C, no term limits. Is that the intent?
That is the intent.
Okay. So, on the motion from the work group as amended to reflect proposed options A, B, and C. Is there objection to a committee endorsement other than the abstention of Member Burden? Then that is the recommendation of this committee. Mr. Lederer, do you wish to propose a motion for additional council and work group review and amendment?
Yeah. Well, I actually, believe it or not, I came up with my own language for the transitional election. I know it's 11 o'clock on the East Coast, but can I try it on? It's two long one short sentence and one long sentence.
Is there any objection? Go ahead.
Okay. So tentatively, it could be titled Transition Election. Maybe someone could come up with a better title. If the bylaws amendments, plural, contained herein are approved, they will take effect immediately. In that event, any delegates or associate representatives elected in the simultaneous elections shall be granted four-year terms, and any delegates or associate representatives serving three-year terms from a previous election shall serve their original term, subject to the term limits, if any, adopted simultaneously.
And, Mr. Leder, do you have access to the bylaws?
Yeah.
Online?
Yes.
Can you see if that can be incorporated into the current article on transitional elections in such a way as to apply to this measure and future measures
as
an amendment to the transitional elections article?
Right now, Section 7 is called 2003 transition election, and of course it's completely outdated. So this could perhaps just substitute for that, could repeal that because it's no longer needed, and substitute this language.
I think that would be good, although I will point out that there have been a couple of cases where the language in the transitional, in that article, helped to interpret ambiguities elsewhere that were not at all clear other than in the article on the transitional election.
Well, can we simply create A and B and leave the two, you know, entitle it transition election, but make A 2003 and make B 2007? That way we can retain the old language for,
Getting
it there.
May I?
It's possible that we could refer the issue to a work group with the committee if we're clear on the committee's intent. Go ahead, Mr. Weber.
Well, actually, I think we can save the committee, the working group, some trouble because I think this is really more of a legal counsel question than the committee needs to deal with. I actually recall, and I don't remember what happened to it, but the governance committee, I think about a year or a year and a half ago, actually recommended repealing this because it's outdated. So I think we should just see what the council thinks, if he thinks it's safe to repeal. I mean, I just reread it, and everything in there is completely moot. I mean, it talks about terms expiring December 2006. We're past that point. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know, but it seems to me it would be fine. But we can double-check that with Dan.
Now, I'll also point out that whatever this committee recommends, if you get six directors to recommend something slightly different, you're good to go.
Right.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
I guess I want to raise a point for the directors or possibly for the legal counsel, which is just that some thought which has going to have to go into how the ballot is formulated so that if we could get into a very weird situation if some of these things pass and others don't, because a lot of the changes to the that we discussed earlier are really designed to facilitate the four-year terms.
Right.
And if all of options A, B, and C, for instance, were to be defeated, but some other things passed, we could get in there. Could be very strange.
This is Bob.
Go ahead.
That's an excellent point. And I think the way to deal with that is if we could ask the wisdom of the working group to help design the actual, I don't want to say the ballot, but the document that will be circulated, again, at all three levels, right? The PNB, the five delegate assemblies, and then, assuming the requisite number pass it, then the membership as a whole, including the points that Henry just made, you know, as to kind of clarifying if this, you know, if you approve this part, it affects this other part. Whatever that language, explanatory language, not bylaws language, but language to help the voters, and here I'm including the voters who sit on a PNB or sit on a delegate group, you know, to help them make sense out of all this bureaucratic nonsense. So I guess I would be asking for maybe one last meeting of the working group before the PNB meets, you know, like I said, sometime in the next 3 weeks, to just produce a document that could be sent to the PNB that could help guide them through it a little more easily.
And I'll point out that what the committee has not decided is how these proposed amendments will appear on the ballot, and the election supervisor can facilitate that,
right,
with a non-partial examination and explanation of the effect of the amendments,
right,
and then possible inclusion of pro and con arguments,
right,
within the ballot material. A member wish to be recognized?
Yes.
Go ahead.
This is just a point of information. If I understand it, we're elections committee, and this was a subcommittee to talk about timeline. Timeline affected terms. I'm not sure that discussion of timeline leaves us open to proposing removal of term limits. Although I guess I'm willing to disregard that for the interest of making headway here. But two other points. One is it's getting extremely difficult to concentrate, and this feels somewhat open-ended, whereas it was said a few minutes ago, oh, we're nearing the end, but I'm not seeing an end to this, difficult to concentrate. And I'm wondering if maybe we need to reschedule or something, or somehow wrap it up. I don't know what to do.
All right. Ms. Letter, would you restate
your
motion?
And I do have a question.
Okay.
Are you suggesting that this is going to go on the ballot, leaving the membership to vote on different options rather than just one thing, either vote it up or down?
That is the proposal.
What is the proposal?
To give the membership three options.
Three options.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to say, from my experience, I am opposed to that. Three times now we have tried to, this is the third time we've tried to suggest a bylaws amendment. It's hard enough when you give people one choice for them to get on board, either for it or against it, and it hasn't made it out of LSBs. I really am opposed to giving so many options, because one person might be opposed to it for one reason and another, I don't think that's the way to go.
The member's argument is valid both in this committee and on the PNB when it considers the committee proposal or the director's proposal. So a vote here doesn't end the issue.
Thank you.
Terry?
Yes.
So we are really almost done, Teresa and everyone else.
All right.
So can I just reread?
Are you betting any money on that?
that might be risky, but. If I can just reread what would now be Section 7, Transition Election, replace current language with the following. If the bylaws amendments contained herein are approved, they will take effect immediately. In that event, any delegates or associate representatives elected in the simultaneous elections shall be granted 4-year terms, and any delegates or associate representatives serving 3-year terms from a previous election shall serve their original terms, subject to the term limits, if any, adopted, I guess it should say adopted in this election.
Okay, my problem with that is it's as a bylaws amendment, not as a what I'm saying is that the proposed amendment to the bylaws should specify the date of the election whose changes are it's referring to.
Oh, okay. So how about instead of the simultaneous elections, any delegates or associate representatives elected in the 2007 election shall be granted four-year terms. Does that solve it, Terry?
Yeah, if you do that in both places where you mentioned.
Okay, and then, okay. And
so you're going to have to start from the beginning again.
Okay. If the bylaws amendments contained herein are approved.
Okay, rather than herein, if the bylaws amendments proposed in the 2007 elections are approved.
Oh, I see. Okay, proposed in the 2007, well, it's not elections. Proposed on the ballot in 2007. How about
fine.
That? On the ballot in 2007 are approved.
Specify membership ballot.
On the membership ballot in 2007 are approved. They will take effect immediately, period. In that event, any delegates or associate representatives elected in the 2007 election shall be granted four-year terms, and any delegates or associate representatives serving three-year terms from a previous election shall serve their original terms subject to the term limits, if any, adopted in the 2006 adopted on the 2000
2007 ballot.
Pursuant to the 2007 membership ballot.
Right. And at the beginning, you said the amendments. That should be narrowed to the amendments establishing a four-year term.
Oh, okay.
In case there are other amendments which
good
fail.
Okay. If the bylaws amendment establishing a four-year term.
Or four-year term. Because it's delegates and associate.
And then we don't have to spell out delegates and associates. Okay, good point. Okay, if the bylaws amendments, plural, establishing four-year terms, it's a little grammatically awkward here, proposed.
And rather than the, just if bylaws amendments establishing four-year terms.
Okay, if bylaws amendments establishing four-year terms.
How about
as,
approved?
I say as proposed on the. Oh, I know. Or
how about just saying are approved by the membership in 2007?
Right, are approved by the membership in 2007. They will take effect immediately. In that event, any delegates or associate representatives elected in the 2007 elections shall be granted four-year terms. And any delegates it really should be and, not or. Any delegates and associate representatives serving three-year terms from a previous election shall serve their original terms subject to the term limits, if any, adopted approved by the membership in 2007.
Does the secretary have language?
I don't have. I got most
I'll
of
email
the,
it to you.
Okay.
Or in fact, I'll email it to the whole committee.
Does the committee understand?
Carolyn here, but
I'm sorry?
This is Carolyn. May I get on the stack?
Yeah, the stack is empty. Go ahead.
Thank you. The problem I see with that down the line is that people may have voted for someone with the hope and understanding that it would be for three or a total of 6 years only, and they may feel betrayed at the idea that that person now is without term limits. If, in fact, no term limits is elected, people who were elected for 3 years will end up being there perhaps in perpetuity. I can just see some members being outraged at the change and from no term limit, from 6 years to no term limit.
Just
a thought, because
the reason for that, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ms. Roberts.
no term limits doesn't mean that you get to sit there forever. It just means you're not limited in the number of terms
right.
for which you can stand for election.
I understand that.
Then I don't understand why anyone would feel betrayed. If someone has a 4-year term or a 3-year term, and you don't think that person should be returned to the board, then you simply do not vote for them.
Well, it's not such a simply. There's always the question of the power of the incumbency and inertia and so on and so forth. I'm just suggesting that's one of the things that I will hear objections to, I'm sure, if as people discuss the option. I'm glad it's one of three options, but it seems to me that might prejudice some people against that particular option.
Members have stated their opinion. I believe the discussion is not on topic to what is before the board, the committee at the moment, which was the letterer proposal. Does the secretary have? Well, the secretary doesn't have the language, but is the committee clear?
Yes.
Yes.
Is other than the abstention burden, is there objection to Mr. Letterer's proposal on a transition election? Then that has the endorsement of this committee. Does this end the agenda item?
Sorry, one last point. I'd like to bring a motion to formalize what we discussed earlier about council.
Please do.
Okay. So my motion is as follows. The PNB Elections Committee recommends that the PNB set a notice date allowing a potential membership vote on the following language of bylaws amendments, or following language for bylaws amendments concerning delegate terms and election timelines, subject to any recommended changes by the Foundation Council. And then after that would be appended everything we just voted earlier this evening, all the language that we approved earlier.
And
Would you mind reading it one more time? Sorry.
Sure. The PNB Elections Committee recommends that the PNB set a notice date allowing a potential membership vote on the following language for bylaws amendments concerning delegate terms and election timelines, comma, subject to any recommended changes by the Foundation Council.
That be subject to the adoption of any recommended changes, perhaps?
Well, we could say the inclusion.
Mm. Well, my question is it mandatory that the way it's worded, it sounds that any changes would be mandatory?
It's a good question. I think we should go one way or the other, and I would...
I have a compromise.
Go ahead.
Consistent with the intent of the committee. So that which would limit the adoption of council's recommendations.
Oh, that's good. I'm fine with that.
Where would that go?
So it'd say subject to any recommended changes by the Foundation Council that are consistent with the intent of the committee.
How about any changes recommended by the Corporation Council? Just move recommended.
Oh, okay.